From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Samsung did not have a good Monday, and Tuesday doesn't look so hot either. The South Korean tech giant had won a sales ban against older Apple products. It's part of a larger battle involving patents for wireless communications over 3G networks. But it seems Apple has friends in high places. President Obama overturned that International Trade Commission ban this past weekend. Samsung stock took a dive in response, and leaders at the company and in the South Korean government are not happy about it. Here's the thing, though. The president's move may actually be about getting Samsung and Apple to speed things up in settling the larger patent war. Here's our friend Molly Wood of CNET.
It's maybe not the end of the line for them, but it is definitely a blow, obviously the killing blow to their attempts to get an injunction on those sales. And it's a really interesting message and a really interesting precedent in future patent lawsuits.
Well, and I think one of the interesting questions is, if it had gone the other way, would the president have done the same thing?
Is it possible that the president is an Apple fanboy? I do know that Samsung is very Korean. Apple is very American. It is highly likely that the ruling would not have gone that way were we talking about older Samsung phones. And the fact is, that would be probably because those older Samsung phones don't have the same market impact. I mean, an Apple iPhone 4 is still a highly desirable piece of technology. Mm-hmm. It still sells extremely well. It's still really good for our economy to have those things available for sale. Aha. So I think there were a number of factors that went into this decision, but Samsung and now the South Korean government certainly are not taking it well.
At some point, is one of these companies going to throw up their hands and say, well, I mean, if these sales bans are just going to be vetoed, what's the point of even going to court over this?
I guess that's probably the hope. Because the fact is that both of these companies, as you know, have more money than many countries. They are both they could fight this to the death. They could take this scorched earth all the way. So hopefully a decision like this and maybe future similar decisions might just focus the fight a little bit more.
This may be the president's strategy in trying to push things forward and get these two companies to sort of figure it out.
It will certainly spur them to get back in court and start working through the patent issues more quickly.
Do you think that it might have a wider impact on how other tech companies wage their patent battles?
I think it definitely will, because if it gives the impression that that option is off the table, the option of a sales injunction, it will absolutely change the way these lawsuits go forward. And I think and assume, I can only guess because the president hasn't specifically said so, that this is part of that strategy to sort of curb some of the insanity around these patent-related lawsuits.
Fair enough. Molly Wood, also the host of CNET's Always On and always curbing the insanity with us. Molly, thank you.
My pleasure.